One expensive mistake new businesses often make is treating W-2 employees as 1099 contractors. In government terms, this error is called misclassification. And in our consulting business, we do constantly have conversations with owners who are convinced they're classifying workers correctly because of what their buddies in the industry do. And often they do have one or more persons being 1099 that should probably or almost certainly be put on payroll and that should be receiving a W-2 at the end of the year. And while it's expensive enough if you self-correct and there's a process with the IRS for it, there is a real threat that the feds or any number of state agencies might catch you in this error of misclassification. And again, in our consulting practice, we've seen the fines and back penalties go as high as $100,000 for a single person, and all because of what the business owner didn't know that he didn't know.
Maybe you think that's not an issue for you. Maybe you think that those you're giving a 1099 to really aren't employees and that your contractors really are contractors. But let's try this little practice test and see if it brings clarity into the situation. Make a list of individuals to whom you're giving a 1099 form. Now think of individuals on that list as you go through the list of questions below.
Are there any on that list that you've considered firing? Are there any that are expected to work a set schedule for you? Have you had to discipline them for not showing up on time? If the answer is yes, you might be misclassifying workers.
Does the individual you're giving a 1099 to have other clients? Or are you the main source of income for that individual? Is the work he or she is performing for you close to a service you provide for others? Do you actually have employees performing the same type of work that the individual you're giving a 1099 is? If the answer is yes, then what you're considering a contractor probably would be considered an employee by the government.
Can the individuals on your 1099 list do other work or take care of other clients during the time they're working for you? Can the individual outsource the work he's performing for you to others, or is he expected to do the work himself personally? And if the answer is no, you might be misclassifying a worker. Let's look at a few more questions. Are you paying the individual through payroll? Is the individual compensated by actual time work? If you ask the worker, would she call herself an employee? If the answer is yes, then you almost certainly may be at risk of misclassification.
Real independent contractors are self-employed business owners who could lose money on a job if they bid incorrectly. They are paid for results and not for hours worked. They have full control over the way their work is performed. Sometimes business owners ask, well, how would the government find out? I'm glad you asked. There are a number of anonymous hotlines on the federal and state level, including the Department of Labor and Department of Revenue. They advertise to workers on the radio and the web through video blogs and regular ads. Often the employer gets caught when his 1099 worker applies for unemployment insurance. Any of these is enough to initiate an audit. And statistically, nationwide, 3 out of every 4 businesses going through an employment audit is found guilty of a violation. We think the issue is important enough to warrant a cup of coffee and a conversation.